Our family.
Hello and welcome to the second part of our family podcast featuring our patient Daisy. In the first part, you heard how Daisy started her fertility journey with us at a very young age, her battle with endometriosis, and her feelings during the pregnancy. Let's hear from Daisy again.
The lockdown. What are your feelings and how are you spending the time?
The lockdown is interesting. I think it's going to be scary when I'm in hospital and I kind of can't leave when I'm giving birth to her. And if I have a C-section, I'll obviously be in longer. So I think I'll just have to make sure I've got a load of anti-vac. So they've been amazing and they're kind of not letting anybody in who doesn't need to be there, and every nurse and doctor is all masked up, and they are doing obviously everything that they can do. I think the worst thing is not being able to have people come and see her when she's first born, or kind of the last bit of my pregnancy I've felt really, really good and I feel like I look good when I've obviously got makeup on and, you know, dressed up and done my hair and stuff. But it's a shame that I haven't been able to kind of go out dinners with my friends. I think that's probably been one of the downsides, and not being able to just spend the last couple of months with my friends doing our usual thing, because obviously the next time I see my friends I'll have a baby. So it's kind of all a bit crazy. And I keep on saying to one of my very, very good friends, we always go out for dinner together, and we love, you know, exploring new restaurants and things like that. And we just keep on texting each other saying, I just miss doing that. And the time we'll see each other, she will be here, which is crazy because it doesn't feel that long that we've been in lockdown. But then when you think about it, nearly 3 months is a very long time. And I think obviously just when she arrives, not being able to have everybody come over and shower her with love and things, you know, you've just got to be really careful of who comes in, if they've been ill or if they haven't been ill or if they feel ill. And you just don't know how long it's going to go on for, do you? That's probably the worst thing. Wondering how long this will be.
Can you mention any names, like nurses?
Yeah.
Reception.
Yeah. So every single one of them is amazing. Obviously, Dr. Venkat, I owe her my baby. Do you know what I mean? She gave me the baby. Rachel is fantastic. Margarita and Adrian, they're wonderful. And then just the reception staff, all of them, you know, they've all got smiles on their faces when you walk in the door. And it just really helps, you know, when you're going there often and having grueling procedures, and, you know, maybe one day you don't get the right result that you wanted or the best news, just to know that they're there and, you know, to give you a hug if you need it, or just like a pat on the back when you're leaving or something like that. It just really makes you kind of take a deep breath in and go, oh, I've chose the right place. Like, it's the best place that I could choose anyway.
A message for Dr. Venkat, maybe?
Oh, Dr. Venkat. Wow, I owe her everything. She's literally been the most graceful woman on the planet during this whole experience. Even when I had bad news or something wasn't going right, she would just smile, give me a cuddle and say, we're doing this together, we will get you pregnant and it will work. I literally can't fault her at all. And every single person who's met her, whether it's my best friend, my mum, my dad, everybody's just loved her, and she's always been so amazing to everybody and just put in such an amazing experience for, you know, not a nice thing to go through. And I think deserves the world for helping people get pregnant. I think she's just a phenomenal woman.
I will tell her. I mean, she will listen to the podcast.
Yeah. And I just can't wait to take her in and just show her. Like, she's always been so excited, and she always used to just, if she had a time or if I was, you know, a bit upset and didn't want to speak to anybody else, she would always answer the phone and just have a quick 5 minutes with me. So she's very, very patient, adapting. Like, she would go above and beyond for all of her patients, which I just think is amazing.
A message for other women who are going through the same issues you had.
I think the best thing is just try and have the best support that you can get. You know, I wouldn't be able to do this if I didn't have my best friend who I live with, and two of my main friends who I know I can text any moment and they will just give me, you know, it's not like they're pretending to just give me really good and encouraging advice. It's, you know, they actually mean it. That's always, you know, nice to know that you've got that. And also just, you know, the doctors who you're working with, make sure and ask. You know, I've been to see a few doctors over the last couple of weeks, and a few of them have just kind of gone, no, you're okay, just go away, we'll give you more painkillers, get on with it type thing. And I've requested to see somebody else because I wanted to feel, you know, that I wanted somebody to understand what I was going through and be empathetic about it as well. And if you don't ask, you won't get, basically. And, you know, you deserve to have the best experience in pregnancy that you can get. So, no, it will end with a beautiful child at the end of the day.
Family.
Any names? Have you thought of any names?
Yeah, her name's going to be Hope.
So nice.
Okay. I needed a lot of hope going through this journey, and now she's here. So, well, we'll be soon. Can't wait to take her in and show everybody and have some photos, because I've made her a little scrapbook as well, and everybody from the clinic will be in there, and, you know, how they've helped the journey go through. And so it'll be lovely just to end with her, with Dr. Venkat and all of the staff meeting her for the first time. It'll be lovely.
We are looking forward. I hope I'm going to be there as well.
Yeah.
To see you both. So thank you very much. Have a good rest of your pregnancy.
You.
an easy birth.
Yeah, I hope so. Fingers crossed.
And we speak soon. We catch up after the birth, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Daisy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, and thank you to Daisy for agreeing to take part and share her experience with us. A podcast by Delia Coral.
Our family.
Our family.